week in all. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the March 16th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Action resumes Friday in the Men's Basketball Africa League, or BAL, in Dakar, Senegal. In results Wednesday, defending BAL champion U.S. Monastir of Tunisia defeated Kwara Falcons of Nigeria 85-75, and Rwanda Energy Group, or REG, beat AS Douan of Senegal 69-55. REG and Monastir are at the top of the Sahara Conference standings right now. REG has won its first three games, and Monastir has won its first two. The Falcons from Ilorin Kwara State, Nigeria, are winless after three games, and the local favorite, Douan, which is based in Dakar, is winless after two games. The top four teams in the six-team Sahara Conference will advance to the BAL playoffs and final in May in Kigali, Rwanda. Taking a look at Wednesday's top scorers, Senegalese center Ibrahima Thomas of Monastir and Nigerian guard Victor Eze of Kwara Falcons each had 22 points. The Falcons led Monastir at halftime 37-34. But as Eze said after the game, and I quote, "We didn't move the ball around well enough, and we didn't execute on the offensive side well enough in the second half." Now, under the BAL rules, each of the league's 12 teams is allowed to have four foreign players on its roster, including two non-African players. In an interview with Iron Mike Mbonye, Nigeria Basketball Federation board member Victor Okoro urged BAL organizers to use more African players to develop the game on the continent.
So the Basketball African League, for me personally, is a good innovation. It's a good thought to improve basketball in Africa. But my only problems that I've had with the league is the modus operandi of the league. The fact that they are more interested in bringing in players from the U.S. to show up the teams instead of looking for the best of the best of the best in Africa. If you have followed this league in the last 2 years, they have always done something like a program where they select players. The last one was done in Paris. You know, so my own take is, this is a league that is supposed to be meant for Africa. Why won't the NBA come to Africa to select players, to show the different teams in the different parts of the region where these teams come from? You know, and if you have looked at it properly, there's nowhere the NBA takes players from Africa to go and show up teams in America. You know, so if they are investing and saying this is for Africa, then it has to be for Africa.
What would be your assessment of the past two seasons of the Basketball Africa League? I ask this question bearing in mind that it is aimed at improving the standard of the game in the continent. From what you said earlier, do you think the aims and objectives are being met?
In trying to improve the standard of the game, you know, but the question is, the last two seasons, the best players have been players that have been imported from America. You know, and this is how I've seen it. Most of the coaches, we always play those players, you know, in front of the players from Africa. And the question is, as a player, how do you get to improve when you don't see game time on the court? So those are my own take. You know, I was an ex-player, I played for Nigeria, so I understand these things. You don't go to improve by sitting on the bench. You have, you need game time to improve. So why I said what I said earlier is, if we have most of the players from Africa, the coaches will not have a choice but play those players from Africa. In the long run, will improve the game in Africa, because these players will remain in Africa. And by the time the BL finishes, they'll go back to their various countries, you know, and then they have people looking up to them. What do we have? By the time the BL finishes, the players that are brought in from America will go back. These are the players that have churned out 21 points, 15 points, 10 rebounds. Now, these teams will go back to their countries, and the players in their various countries will not be seeing them, because the best of the best players have gone back to America. So the question is, how do we improve the game in Africa when we don't have the best players based in Africa, because of the fact that they are not given enough opportunity to play?
What kind of changes do you suggest or do you recommend to the organizers of the BAL for future seasons, given the points you've made so far about non-use of African players and importation of some foreign-based players? What are some of the likely changes you recommend?
Going forward, I would like to see not more than 2 players from overseas on those teams. If you have... the team is consists of 12 players. We should encourage the NBA to let a team, for example, a team from Congo, should have 10 players playing in the league in Congo to be on that team. They can bring in 2 players from wherever it is, America, France, I don't care, of African origin. Okay? Now, it doesn't matter. But you have 10 of those players. So what that does for the league is, after these guys finish playing, the 10 of them will go back to that countries, and then they would have gotten that experience, having played with other players from other countries. You know, now, if you know the way it is being selected, it is almost one team per region, which means that if I am from West Africa and I'm a team like Kwara Falcons, it is expedient for me to look for players either in Nigeria, in Benin, in Ghana, in Togo, to make up my team, instead of looking for 7 players from America. Now, if I have players from African countries that are closer to me to make up my team, by the time we finish and they all go back to their countries, they will have people looking up to them. So what the spiral effect is, players in Ghana, Togo, Benin, and Nigeria will have people to look up to that they see in their environment, that are physically available to experience the same experience that these guys have experienced going to go and play the BL.
That's Victor Okoro, a board member of the Nigeria Basketball Federation. And Victor spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from London.
Sporty greetings. This is Liz Mills, head coach of Abidjan Basketball Club of Cote d'Ivoire. You are listening to Sunnyside of Sports on the Voice of America. Thanks.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Liz Mills and Abidjan Basketball Club, also known as the ABC Fighters, have a record of 1 win and 1 loss so far in the Basketball Africa League. The ABC Fighters have a tough game on Friday. They'll play defending BAL champion U.S. Monastir. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. The Voice of America is flexing its multilingual muscles as it covers the Basketball Africa League in Dakar, Senegal. The VOA is broadcasting the games on radio in 5 languages: English, French, Bambara, Portuguese, and Kinyarwanda. Season 3 of the Basketball Africa League is here. Starting off in Dakar from March 11th to March 21st for the Sahara Conference, then heading to Cairo from April 26th to May 6th for the Nile Conference, and the excitement continues to build in the finals in Kigali from May 21st to May 27th. Tune in and follow the BAL on The Voice of America. The BAL playoffs and final will take place at the BK Arena in Kigali, Rwanda. On Thursday, the arena was the venue for the 73rd FIFA Congress. Gianni Infantino was re-elected FIFA president unopposed, and he promised greater revenues in world football. Infantino also addressed the historical nature of the Congress.
It is a historic Congress because it is the first FIFA electoral Congress taking place in Africa. And this first FIFA electoral Congress taking place in Africa happens after the first FIFA Men's World Cup taking place in the Middle East. And this first FIFA electoral Congress happening in Africa happens before the first Women's World Cup happening in the Southern Hemisphere, in Australia and New Zealand. So it is definitely a day of firsts, a day of celebrations, and also a day of reminding and remembering where we were, where we are, and where we want to be.
Meanwhile, Rwandan President Paul Kagame also addressed the delegates, and he criticized what he described as constant Western hypocrisy over last year's FIFA World Cup in Qatar.
Qatar was proud to host the World Cup, and Rwanda is honored to host this FIFA Congress. We need to keep bad politics out of sports. As we saw last year in the constant hypocritical criticism at the World Cup last year. Instead of asking why is it being held there, first ask why not? Unless we are talking about a kind of entitlement that only some of us on this globe deserve to enjoy. It's about keeping some people in their place, but that kind of attitude should have been left far behind in history by now. That is not to say that athletes do not have a right to object to what personally affects them and their communities. They certainly do.
Rwandan President Paul Kagame speaking Thursday at the FIFA Congress in Kigali.
March is Women's History Month, and there's no better time to celebrate the accomplishments of women. Tell us about the woman that left positive marks in your life. You can call us 24/7 on WhatsApp and leave a message. Dial the international code +1, then 202-258-3076. VOA is always happy to hear your voice. Dial the international code +1, then 202-258-3076.
This woman made history in 2021 when she was named the head coach of Uganda's national men's volleyball team.
Hello, listeners. My name is Sheila Omure Buyungo, KCCA Volleyball Club head coach and national team head coach for the Uganda Volleyball Cranes men. Listen to Sunny Side of Sports on Voice of America.
In this encore Sunny Side of Sports Women's History Month feature, Magume Davis Rakawenj in Kampala tells us more about Coach Sheila.
Okay, come on, buddy. Point three. Good job. Come on, back.
Want to go. But you have been at the waves are play defense.
Uganda national volleyball team, the Cranes coach, Shira Omorigwe Buyungo, stands at the center of both Kampala City Council Authority Volleyball Training Ground for both males and female teams. She may have a soft mothery voice, but instructions sink so deep in the minds of players, males and females.
Pull out.
One of the players here is Verin Anyu, a receiver attacker. Verin says she has developed so much since she started training under Coach Sheila Buyungo.
You have to learn very many positions. You don't have to be specific in one position. So I've learned to receive, to attack, to move. Very many things I've learned from her. And she's more than a coach. She's a mother. She's a sister. She's a friend. She's a person you can lean on in time of need. Even in times of problems, she's a person you can run to and she'll be there for you. For her, every game you play, you have to analyze. How has the other team beaten you? How have you beaten? What are the things that has made you beat the other team? You have to come back and analyze all those things that you prepare for the next game. And every training session, you have to prepare better for the next opponent. You go hard for the next game.
Sheila Buyungo made history in Ugandan sports last year after she was appointed the first female to manage the Ugandan national volleyball men team, the Cranes. And her first task was to guide the Volleyball Cranes at Africa Volleyball Championships in Kigali, Rwanda, where Uganda was to play Africa volleyball greats like Tunisia, Egypt and Cameroon.
National team call was during COVID. So imagine volleyball was out for 2 years. And then the federation says, they've opened up, we're going to play. Now you're planning to play a qualifier of people who have been against people who have been training, people who have actually played in the Olympics. So for them, they've been in season. So that's what came to my mind when the technical director Tony Lakonyu called me and told me you're going to coach the men's team. I was being informed. The way he asked me, I was being informed. I was not being asked.
She did not disappoint as she helped Uganda clinch the fifth position after beating host Rwanda in a highly contested match. But how did it start? Sheila used to volunteer to coach females playing amateur volleyball upon her return from the US, where she had also engaged in volleyball activities as a player and as a coach. It is then that males at local club, Kampala Amateur Volleyball Club, KAVC, invited her to help them hone their skills.
I thought it was one of those things, again, where it's our joke. So they told me, but we're serious, you come and coach us. So I told them, okay, I can do that only if you follow my rules. They're like, rules? Yeah. And at that point when I said it, I guess for some, I didn't really think, you know, it was going to be like, hey, come and coach us, like seriously. So I accepted. And the first thing I did, of course, was share my rules. I actually went back home and sat down and drew up the rules. I saw that folder recently in my drive and I laughed. Wow. So I drew up what I call the Sheila rules. Wow. Basic things.
These include time management, respect, and commitment. Wait. One of the male players here, Onesimus Muhumuza, says he's enjoying playing under Sheila Buyungo's instructions.
We face that challenges as players, but mothers. You say mothers, they are the soft creatures, I would say, on this planet. Men coaches, they are somehow tough, you know. But she's like, no, calm down. I'm not that tough. I'm not the tough coach you would see. I've enjoyed being around her as a mom. You know, even if you go in homes, dads are the most feared people. So if I would say to men who are coaches, you would be considered to see that.
KCCA volleyball assistant coach Alex Mugoda says he too is learning from Sheila's time at the club.
There are some things I like from her and the principles. She's this woman who is principled. If she says something, it means that. If she says I want this, that's what she wants. And the other thing I want with her is time management. Myself, I've been a coach for some good time. I've trained teams, I've coached teams. But time management somewhere defeats me. But for time I'm working with her, again, I'm learning more to be a time manager than her because of that thing that she puts in me.
Sheila says it's not an easy task coaching males as a woman. But she says She sets guiding principles for herself and the players.
No, it's okay.
She tells players, both males and females, to practice just like they are playing in a finale in their next game. One of the players here, Eunice Amron, the KCCA and national team captain, says that's a routine she has gotten used to both at her club and the national team.
She's helped me see sport not just as a fun thing to do, yeah, but as something that can mold you into a responsible citizen. She's helped me realize you can actually grow while playing volleyball. Yeah, it has taught me how to be responsible for my actions. Yeah, because with Coach Sheila, you have to take responsibility for each and every action you do, whether it is on the court or off the court.
Just like the rest of her teammates, Eunice calls Sheila a friend, a mother, and a mentor, someone that has nurtured her become a better person. Sheila rose to prominence when she was appointed to head the Ugandan national men volleyball team, the Cranes, becoming the first ever woman to manage a national volleyball team on the African continent. Yet, she started the game at a later stage in her life. In fact, Sheila was summoned to the national team, which had never featured for any club.
At that point in time, my dad wanted me to focus on school. I also didn't play for the university team, but I was always training. It's like I always wanted to make myself better. I wasn't fighting to be on the court playing. I was just trying to see how do I get better. I would watch people playing, and I'm like, oh, I want to play like that person. And I was small, so I never, you know, set these goals of I want to spike, and no, I always working on my defense. I want to be a good defender.
Eventually, she played for local club, Kampala Amateur Volleyball Club, KVC, and then for the University of Bridgeport in Connecticut, US, where she honed her skills both as a player and a coach.
Ending up in coaching was also unplanned, but I enjoyed it because in the US, they use a lot of statistics. They use a lot of numbers, a lot of analysis of what you're doing to give you feedback on, you know, how many passes you're making. You know, those numbers drive you to get better. They speak to you. So that's something. When I was grad assistant coach, that's one of the things I was doing. I was tracking the players' numbers while on the bench and giving feedback. And I think that analytical side of the game is what now drew me to the coaching.
Sheila obtained further coaching training from the University of Leipzig in Germany. But she says it has not been an easy job coaching the opposite sex.
Recently at the qualifier we just attended, because some of them were very surprised. Remember the first game they asked my captain, she's your coach? Like when I came to sign. And he stood and looked at them, yes. So it was that shock of, oh, because I was the only woman at the championships. That shock of, oh. And, you know, just the players know what I can do. Technically, they know what I bring for them. So for them, it's not an issue. Normally, it's when you first go somewhere and people are seeing you and they are wondering, like, what is she doing here? But then you get over that.
Defender Onesimus Muhumuza says male players here have mutual respect for Coach Sheila.
Any player who has been trying to hold back, she has been there, you know. She comes to you, she talks to you, feel free. She's like, feel free with me. Eh? I'm a lady, I know I'm a lady, but feel free. Eh? Talk to me, I will handle. If there are many issues, she'll be like, talk to the coach who's a man. So, but we have worked with it, we have dealt with it, and it is moving on very well. Yeah, we don't see her as a lady. No, we see her as a coach. She reaches you personally. If it includes calling you, texting you, she will do it just to make you improve. Yeah.
Edward Dibwenje is the assistant coach for KCCA. For him, Coach Sheila is
very principled, very determined, committed, and she's a person who would want somebody to achieve, somebody who is ready to achieve. She's there to support.
Sheila advises other women in sports players, coaches and administrators to always have confidence.
Just empower yourself. The opportunity will come and you'll show what you can do. And I normally tell people, it's not about, you know, I'm a woman, you're a man, so it's me against you. No, just do what you can do to the best of your ability and the rest will just fall in place.
Coach Sheila Buyungo says she's grateful for a supporting family she has. She says she believes Uganda has very talented volleyball players to compete at the global stage. For the Sunday Side of Sports, I am Mugume, Davis Rwakarinji in Kampala, Uganda.
Big court, this side, big court, this side. Switch.
Around the clock, the Voice of America keeps you in touch with the latest news. Tune in at the top of every hour, every day of the week for the 5-minute VOA newscast. We bring you reports from our correspondents and interviews with newsmakers from across the world. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the world. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Atlanta Hawks big man Bruno Fernando, the first Angolan player in the NBA, recently visited our VOA studios here in Washington. I asked Bruno if he thought the Angolan club, Petro de Luanda, a finalist in 2022, could lift the Basketball Africa League trophy in 2023.
I believe so. I think they got a great coach. They got the potential. They got a lot of great players. You know, they got some of the greatest players in our history. They are representing their team right now. And, I think that, they got what it takes. And, obviously they want to win the BAL. And obviously I think people got to put in the kind of X factor right there. The player they signed from the Ivory Coast, Solo Diabate, that's his name. He's been in the finals twice and he won. So okay. I think the fact that Petro signed him, he might be like that card that makes them win now. You know, that's going to make 3 in a row for him. So, hopefully they win. And I'm cheering for them. And, hopefully they get it done this time.
Bruno, do you see the BAL making a bigger and bigger footprint in Africa?
For sure. It's crazy because I was just recently in Utah doing an All-Star break in a meeting for NBA Africa. They talked about BAL. But, I just think that, it's a great thing for the continent. It's giving a lot of opportunity for a lot of people. And it kind of just gives out the exposure that we always look for. You know what I'm saying? A lot of guys now don't need to leave the continent to be able to be seen by the NBA. And now we have guys like Zaire Wade going back home to play, to play in the BAL. So it makes, the league even bigger. You know what I'm saying? We need a lot more of those contributions from players like that and even the people out here, connected to the NBA. And just to be able to associate those two organizations, makes it even better for the continent. So I definitely think the impact is getting bigger and bigger, and I think in the future we're going to have a much better organization running for the continent for sure.
What is your status right now with Angola's national men's team?
It's great. I went last summer. I went and played in the Ivory Coast for the window they had in Ivory Coast for the qualifiers, the World Qualifiers. And obviously I would love to go this past window they just had back home in February, but I couldn't go because, obviously we working here right now. But, we qualify for the World Cup, which I'm very excited about. I'm looking forward to, joining the team in the summer and kind of just ramp up the work and go to the World Cup and have a great performance. So, I'm in great place with them.
That's Atlanta Hawks big man Bruno Fernando, the first Angolan player in the NBA. And Bruno spoke with me at our VOA studios here in Washington. And that wraps up the March 16th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in.
I get it.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. And that's the sunny side of sports.